Welcome to a special episode of Simplifying Life Through Technology. While we typically explore technology-related topics, today we're shifting gears to shine a spotlight on our lineup of guests who are deeply connected to our local community. As a small business ourselves, we understand the importance of community involvement and support. Tune in as we delve into the heart of Mooresville's community and discover how we all play a part in its success.
In the podcast studio today, we've got Mooresville's mayor, Chris Carney, me, Mark from Sound Vision, and Jamie Gatton from the Mooresville Scoop, and we've got Brad Kalmakoff.
I'm here.
How is everybody doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Good. Oh, man, this is exciting. Jamie?
Yeah, doing good.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Not nervous?
No.
Jamie just said before this started that she's usually on the other side asking the questions, and so we're going to grill her.
That's true. Yeah. I'm used to being the question asker.
Actually, Mark, you brought up a really great point. I think that's what should happen is the mayor should ask the reporter questions. And that might be a really great turn of events.
Hey, we could do that. I'm fine with it.
He might not like the answers. That's probably
true. Not to mention, she has a long memory. So I'd rather,
yes, I do.
I'd rather stay on the right side of it.
So this is really cool because Jamie, you are with the Mooresville Scoop.
I am. I am the Mooresville Scoop.
Now, I thought the very first time I saw that.
You thought I was ice cream.
I absolutely thought it was the one on the corner. What's the ice cream?
We have carne tacos and ice cream. What's wrong with this?
No, what's the Mooresville ice cream shop right on the corner downtown?
It's Mooresville ice cream.
Yeah, literally. Scoop.
Yeah.
Literally what it's called, yes.
So if I were you, I'd trademark that name quickly.
Listen, we've thought about doing some sort of like incentive in working with Mooresville ice cream, or there's like two scoops.
Anytime that you're working with ice cream, it's fun.
Yep. Right?
I'm going to agree with Mark on that.
Yeah. So tell me about the Mooresville Scoop. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, the Mooresville Scoop, kind of relative to who I am and what I do, is the newest thing. When Chris and I first got to know each other, I was a reporter at the Mooresville Tribune. And so I was there from like 97 to...
So you knew Dale?
He was my editor. I tell everybody he taught me everything I know.
So he played soccer for me.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen Dale in a long time.
I saw him just a couple weeks ago. I did, okay. And I was so excited. I've always called him like my second dad. Actually, he shares a birthday with my dad. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Yeah. Okay.
I started working for Dale whenever I was 19 years old, and I told him the other day, I'm 46. How old does that make you? Yeah.
So I'm sorry, got you off track.
That's okay.
Continue.
That's okay.
Continue.
So anyway, I stopped working there in 2006 whenever I had my son. And the tail end of my job at the Tribune, I started covering town government from 2003 to about 2006. And that's when I shifted from like human interest stories and covering schools to not really covering town government, but there were some scandals happening in the town. And my predecessor.
Scandals.
You can come to my store and I'll tell them to you in person. But
no.
So there
continue,
were,
Jamie,
like,
please.
There had been scandals happening and my predecessor had been covering them. And now he's like my partner with the Scoop. But when he left to go to the Independent Tribune, there left this kind of hole, like a vacuum of that coverage. And I sat there and I'm like, I'm not really equipped to do this kind of journalism. But I knew after reading his stuff, there was no way that they were going away magically just because he was. And there was nobody there that was going to pick up this slack. So I went to my editor, I went to Dale, and I said, hey, what about I continue covering schools and the happy human interest stuff, and then you've got a town board reporter, and then I start looking into things, local government.
Sure.
That way we could play, if they're mad at me and they don't talk to me, they'll still talk to the town board reporter, right? And that way we can still get information while doing our
job. That's a good idea.
Our job. Right. Thanks. Appreciate that. So anyway, whenever I quit the Trib, it was to stay home with my son who was born. And then like 2 years later, I kept having one of my mentors and friends, she kept reassuring me, somebody will step up and do it. You've done your part. Somebody will step up and do it.
And shockingly, no one did.
No one stepped up and did it. There's 2 years that go by and, you know, I'm still hearing from people because now I've made all these connections and I'm hearing some really concerning things and I don't have anything to do with it except pass it along. But I'm sure the mayor would tell you, like, you can pass stuff along all day long, but unless you're really kind of pushing things, just passing along is not going to be very effective. So
somebody's got to take action at some point for something to get done.
Correct.
Yes.
So I started what was then the Gatton Report. And out of the gate, the Gatton Report exposed a former police chief for this Cops for Kids. It was a fiasco. He ended up later being indicted, et cetera. But that was right out of the gate. And then, so of course, you know, snowballs, there's a couple of other things that happened. And then I shut it down just because there was nothing left to write about. It got fixed. He was on the board at the time.
Chris was on the board at the time. Yeah.
Yep. Chris was on the board at the time. And I would credit him a lot for getting that taken care of as well.
Now, what are you doing?
So now the scoop started four or five years ago because of another issue. Went away for a little bit. Then the farmer's market. When the farmer's market happened, it has really just taken off.
I'm not sure that our listeners would know exactly what we're talking about. So can you just give us like a high level, like 30 second, exactly what happened?
Sure. So Josh is a Mooresville native, currently I think Mount Ola, but he started a produce stand on the side of the road on his grandparents' property on Williamson Road 30 years ago. He's 10 years old selling watermelons out of a wheelbarrow, and it has grown since. So the town of Mooresville for a while worked with him. Ordinances kind of became a thing because for the longest time they really weren't. And they were giving him like an every 6 month produce stand.
They made something up for him basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And so he operated under that. Well, most recently he had to leave the Williamson Road property. He moved over to the YMCA, and the town of Mooresville in the meantime adopted a new ordinance policy. And essentially, and people will argue over this a little bit, but essentially, whether it was intentional or not, and I don't think that it was, they wrote his business model, an open air market, out of the ordinances. So there were three ordinances, none of which he neatly fit into, but they put him into a retail sales category, which would have made him build permanently. So he's fine with building permanently. And he would say, I want to build permanently. But the town gave him essentially, you know, year, 2 years. But in like a 1 year permit that they gave him to build permanent, they extended it another 6 months, I think. But in that 1 year, they also made him do a traffic impact analysis that took up 6 months of that time that they gave him. Well, during that time, all permitting had to stop. So I don't know if anybody looks around, but it's really difficult to build something real fast in Mooresville. So they literally set him up for failure from the jump.
Unless you're Chick-fil-A. That comes up real quick.
Well, people love some Chick-fil-A.
All right. Yeah.
So anyway, that's where basically it all got started. And so the town, I wasn't invested in this one way or the other. But then October the 15th, that day comes up, and the town of Mooresville took to its own Facebook page to write this very long diatribe to explain its side of the story against the farmer's market. Red flags went off for me. I'm like, since when does government, for the people, go to its Facebook page to bash a small business?
Yeah, it's been here for a very long time.
And people love it. And I'm like, what in the world? So you can go back and you can see a couple comments where I'm like, this is way out of place.
Yeah.
Like way out of place. And I'm like, well, this is a one-sided story. Now you got me curious about the other side.
Today, as of this date,
yeah,
we've righted the ship with this with Chris's help. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And Chris, to kind of bring this back to you for a second, we're talking about Josh's, but we're really talking about small business by and large, which Sound Vision is certainly part of.
Sure.
So my last question before we hit calc, what exactly is the future for small business in Mooresville? How does the local government see small business here?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that's what I try to remind people of. This is less about Josh and more about the fact of how our government interacted with small business. And that's the thing people need to remember, that take him out and it could have been anybody else and actually has been other people. They just didn't get the attention that he'd had. And what Jamie didn't tell you is when she first started, she actually started off defending government. She assumed that he was wrong. And then she went in and did her homework and realized there's a whole nother side of this story. And I always try to remind people that, you know, it's amazing when you look at all the emails and stuff and you start getting what people are saying.
The real picture.
Yeah, yeah. And so I try to tell every person, you can expect a fair treatment if you're a small business. And that's all you should be asking for. And we should be guaranteeing that. And that's where so many people going into planning, if you were going in our planning department back then, there's people who've had 12, 13, 14 reviews. You got to remember, each review is 15 days on one side, plus whatever you got to do to fix whatever they send back. We were literally pulling out time so long. And as you know, as a business owner, time is money.
Yes, sir.
And there was literally an example of a company we recruited, and it took them so long to get through our planning department that the incentive we gave them actually didn't cover the rising cost and the time it took them to get through our planning department. Now, I will tell you now, Erica Martin, our new planning director, is fantastic. went in and absolutely lowered the hammer down on that type of wasted time, wasted efforts. And so it's interesting that when we brought in a new culture of people, I get texts like every other day if somebody says, oh my gosh, it's never been better when I walked in here. That's really the goal. And it really, it's just the beginning. But when you start hiring talent that has the right customer service attitude, it does trickle into the rest of the organization. And we're finding that.
That is very cool. Thank you for elaborating on that and telling us a little bit more about that story. And now, Mr. Kalmakoff, there's an initiative.
Take a moment to engage with us. Use the hashtag SoundVisionPod on social media. Drop a comment, share your thoughts, or just let us know you're out there. Fire up those social media accounts and hit us up with hashtag SoundVisionPod. That's SoundVisionPod. And let's make this a podcast community. We can't wait to hear from you.
Is that the right term? Is it initiative?
There's a reason I'm here, not just for comic relief.
Especially since you're not funny.
That would be that too. It would be that too, obviously. My big initiative, it started because the location I'm at in downtown Mooresville, it wasn't meant for my kind of store. So my next door neighbor, Danny, owns a skateboard shop. It was a fire extinguisher refill station and some doctor's office. So,
by the way, Brad Kalmakoff, owner of Crazy Cool Collectibles in downtown
Mooresville. I think everybody listening knows, gotcha. But I appreciate it. So we're not mad about that because when the street gets shut down and it's nighttime, those businesses didn't exist. So, you know, my mother would be the first to say, they need to put lighting by your store. I'm like, okay, it wasn't a store before. So that's, you know, yes, valid. But that was the big thing is we didn't get recognition and no one knew we were there. And naturally I'm good at marketing and being loud and getting out there. So I was able to sustain myself, but he was having a tough time because nobody knows he's there at the skate park. So that trickled into the skate park coming along, and he was so responsible for the skate park and like so excited about it, helped design it, put on all these events, and literally gets no recognition for it. And he's not me. He's very timid and very quiet. And he goes, well, whatever. And I'm like, no, not whatever. So that was one of the biggest initiatives of mine is we have a skate park, the biggest skate park on the East Coast, by the way. Most people don't know that. It literally is the biggest skate park on the East Coast.
Really?
Exactly. So there are kids, 16-year-olds, that drive from Virginia hours and hours to come here to skate. And they may break their board and go home and have no clue that they could walk to a skate shop because there's nothing there that says he exists.
Ultimately, you're looking for some signage and some sort of
my giant initiative. Yes. I don't think I'm going to solve everybody's business and save everybody's business, but the signage in this town, I'll just say it, the word that you don't like, but it sucks everywhere, not just downtown, everywhere. And I don't know whose fault it is. And I don't really care, but it's a huge issue. And to me, signage gives a fighting chance. So the stuff on Broad Street, the stuff on Church Street, I'm talking about downtown.
Yeah.
You got Williamson, that entire, you know, what does everyone refer to? Oh, the Lowe's food thing. No one even knows what is in there. You drive by it every day. There's still a sign on the side of the road on Brawley School for that Mexican restaurant, the taco place that's been out of business for almost a year now. Sign's still up there under the Jimmy John sign. Thank you. We know Jimmy John's is there. So it's just stuff like that. But again, it's why we're here and why I really appreciate Chris is because I just think there's not been great leadership. And the downtown area specifically is like divided and it's very weird. My friend Greg, so is the one who brought up, he said the word silo. And he said that these entities that run Mooresville and they're all right next to each other and they have nothing to do with each other and there's no communication. And if there's something going on at Liberty Park, well, downtown Mooresville is not involved. And if there's something downtown, the town of Mooresville is not involved. And then this and that. And that doesn't make any sense to me. So,
well, I am not disagreeing with you. I do want to call out though, my wife and I, we go through small towns a fair amount and the gentrification that has happened in downtown Mooresville. Downtown Mooresville is unbelievable compared to the majority of small towns that would look like our town. To your point, Liberty Park, where they've got concerts and you've got parades and you've got, so maybe the communication part and the notification part needs to improve. But I do want to at least call it like, for those who have not been to downtown Mooresville, I mean, it's awesome. There's like everything down there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So cool.
I think what Brad's saying and what he's so right about is the next step now is to make everybody who is in downtown feel as if they have a voice to be in downtown. And Main Street gets a lot of attention, the center part of Main Street. But if you're over on Church Street or Broad Street or North Main, kind of felt like you're hanging out and you're in the stepchild.
You're in the tertiary area. Yeah. Good call.
That's one of those things that we do. it's something that needs to be done because so many people have really put a lot of effort to make their business successful as well. And not to give them a fighting chance is something that we can do. And it's little things like Agua Ragazzi, that Italian place that's over
there. Yeah, just opened.
Tara. Do you know Tara?
Tara.
She's awesome.
I was just there the other night.
She's awesome.
We had a conversation. We're talking about her parking situation. They can't park there.
Well, wait till Eatable opens. Yeah. I warned him.
Yeah.
It's going to be dangerous.
Eatable, Real 150, the Savannah.
Savannah's,
yeah. Right. So it was as easy as I talked to staff about it, and we're going to go and find a way to set aside about 50 or 60 spots from 6 to 9 at night. I'm just going to go hire a valet company, and all the companies right there can share in it.
Oh, that's cool.
And essentially,
cool.
We'll find a way to help them handle a little bit of the parking problem. And we had the parking area. We just had to go and decide as government. It was okay to let them use it for valet. Reach out to the chamber. Kirk Ballard, huge shout out, brother. I appreciate you. Same thing. He said, hey, listen, if the town needs our parking lot from 6 to 9 at night, love to have them use ours too.
That's how I met Tara, actually, because I said to her, welcome, and I'm a block away, and I'd love for people who drive an hour to come here, you can let them know, like, hey, there's a cool shop there, and you can park there.
Yeah.
Especially at nighttime, nothing else around there is open.
Right.
So use my parking lot. I tell people for the downtown events all the time, I tell downtown to say, you know, it's good for us for promotion. We exist. Hi, we're here, but also park there. And then no one ever takes advantage of it. And people are scrambling where to park.
Yeah.
There are spots. I mean, you have three banks right next to each other. Nobody's there. You can park there, you know.
Every weekend. Yeah.
So I would say that really the communication part, shockingly, could be better.
Communication. And if I'll say one last thing, it is a big deal for me to have a giant screen downtown, maybe on the Charles Mack Center or something. So I don't think there's a problem, despite what the town thinks, getting people to downtown Mooresville. It's a problem of people being there and not knowing about any other place or what's going on. And I have offered to pay for it, and I've offered SoundVision to do the installation for it. So
wow, thanks.
That's kind of why I'm not accepting. It's not in our budget, or we don't have time things. So it is a solution, I think, that would help everybody.
Well, Brad, I think that you're going to find one of the things I've talked to the interim town manager about is we're going to go back out and get a local company that can help us come in and take a fresh look at the way we're doing all that. And I think not having a yes man in that role will do a lot for us.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're coming up to the end here, but we do want to do something sort of fun. So,
Brad, this wasn't fun.
Fun question.
All right.
How long have you been here in Mooresville?
In Mooresville, almost 6 years.
6 years. What is your favorite part about Mooresville that since you've been here in 6 years?
I'm going to selflessly plug the best thing that's happened to me, like in my life, is creating this Facebook page. It's called Mooresville NC Small Business Spotlight, and it's up to 1,900 members in 3 months. And literally, not only have I made so many new friends, Jamie being one of them, Chris another, I've networked and connected so many people with so many businesses and businesses with businesses and made friends. But the best part is every single day people come in the store. Mike from Ghostface came in and introduced himself and said, I don't know why you're promoting us, but thank you. It's awesome. Great to meet you.
You're doing this for free?
Yes. So I'm at Fred and June's bookstore every weekend. I'm hanging out there. So lady says, where do I know you from? That's always scary to me when people say that. So she goes, wait, you're Crazy Cool Collectible guy, right? I'm Lyndon's Bakery. I'm like, oh yeah. Over by Miyamichi and Boondogglers. And she's like, yeah.
That's cool.
She literally had tears in her eyes and said, I can't thank you enough for everything you've been doing. And like everybody appreciates it. It's like,
that's cool.
To me, that's like I'm even like kind of shaky right now because it should just be the way it is. And I hope I'm inspiring people and I'm inspiring other towns. My friend who owns a collectible shop in Huntersville, she's like, I wish we had something like this in our town. Like nobody cares about each other. Nobody helps each other. And I love the fact that all these people are grateful and want to just help each other and work with each other. And yeah.
Jamie, how about you? What's your favorite part living in Mooresville, being in Mooresville, about Mooresville? What's your favorite part?
I've got a lot of favorite parts. I've been here, good grief.
Don't mention the tub.
I didn't like that tub. It was just a picture. I don't even know if that's Mooresville.
It is.
Okay. It was actually Davidson.
So I have actually lived here since I was younger. I grew up in States. Well, I'm an Iredell County native. I moved down here whenever my oldest daughters were younger, primarily for the schools.
Yeah.
My Uncle Bill lived here and owned a business here. He opened the first like boat repair shop on Lake Norman. I love, and this probably echoes a lot of people, I love, you know, where Mooresville is. You know, I understand we got some problems and some hiccups and growing pains, but I really do love that there's still a small town feel.
Yeah.
You've got Brad, you know, stepping up and kind of throwing out all these businesses, some of which, I mean, I've been here forever and I don't know are here. And because of my coverage of the farmers market, that's probably how I got pulled over into this conversation some. The blog has sort of shifted a bit because there's not much investigations to do. Thank you, Mayor. Currently, anyway. None yet. Anyway, I've kind of pivoted a little bit through the Idle Free News as well. Some features on people and on businesses. And now I've become known as like the champion of small business down here in Mooresville. And so that's probably it. I mean, you still got people that know each other by name. And if they don't know you by name, they'll find out your name. And I don't know if people know how to get downtown, but once they do, I'd be surprised if they want to leave, because you really do have that small town in the heart of Mooresville feel, right?
You definitely
and it's
do.
A lot different. And I love West Mooresville too. I ain't trying to pick on y'all, Chris. I do. I mean, I go there a lot. Try not to on 150, but I try to get there and spend some money over at those businesses as well. But, you know, every town wants to have a heart. And I really feel like our downtown does it hands down.
Very cool. Okay. Look, this has been very educational. I appreciate all you guys being here. Mayor, thank you so much for being here. Jamie, thank you for letting us even know. I didn't even know about the Mooresville Scoop. So again, thank you all very much. We really appreciate
thank
you.
It. Thank you.
Andrew, can you take us out?
Thanks for joining us for Simplifying Life Through Technology. To learn more about SoundVision, visit our website at soundvisionlakenorman.com. You can follow us on X at SoundVisionLKN. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at SoundVision LLC.